What are you able to hear during a typical game at Bridgestone Arena? How much do those vibes from the stands reach you?
Well, a lot for sure. It's awesome. Like, just go back to the cup run we had. The crowd was unbelievable and really carried us through like some games, and it was huge then, and I think it's huge every time you go out there to have the crowd carry you through different situation and different moments in the game.
And I know that that crowd has done a good job of carrying you, but sometimes I think you carry the crowd. I think you're the one that gets them going.
I don't know, but like I try to bring energy to the team and to my line mates and teammates, so, and to the fans. So like I'm an energy player and try to turn things around where they're not looking that good. So I'm for sure an energy player.
And with that energy, you've scored 117 goals in your 5+ seasons with the Predators, and a couple of 30-goal seasons already for you. Is that where you figure you're fitting in right now, that sort of production?
Yeah, do even better. I had my 34-goal season the last season, and well, 2 seasons ago, if you say that, but the last season was a down year for me. I wasn't happy with what I was doing out there, and I've never had a season like last year, and it's gonna be. I think it was good for me to realize you have to be prepared and you have to be mentally great to have success.
Okay, you have mentioned that you've been married now for a couple of years. What sort of, and I'm not asking you to be a television philosopher or psychologist, but what sort of advice do you have to give now to the newly married teammate of yours, Mattias Ekholm?
No, it's fun. It's enjoy it, and like I have nothing. I don't think a lot changed when I got married either. It's easier for us Europeans in the U.S. to be married, it's awesome, I would say.
There's always a potential problem if there is a marriage where a dog already exists. Is it difficult to get your wife to accept your border collie?
Sometimes, but we bought it like right when we met. Almost, and I always wanted a dog, so it was kind of my idea, but it's fun. Sometimes you got to convince her to keep her.
Yes, exactly, thankfully. So coming up now is a series with the Arizona Coyotes. It seems like it's been several years since the Predators played the Coyotes, and it was very early in the year, two of their three games that were played. What are your thoughts on this upcoming playoff?
Exciting. I know they're gonna be ready, and they're coming from a good year for them, and they pushed for playoffs and everything, and we gotta be. I think we were great. We were going in the right direction when the pause came, and we found our way throughout the season. We had a rough go there in November and December, so I feel like we turned it around and really got going there at the end. So I think we need to find a way to get back to that as fast as possible.
Yeah, that's the key, is it not? To do that as quickly as you possibly can. And I don't think anybody has a formula for how you do that.
No, I don't think so. I think the compete level is one of the main parts of coming back and being ready to compete at every inch of the ice, and that's going to be a huge part for every team, I think.
This will be your first best of five series in the NHL anyway. So, again, quick start is imperative, is it not?
Absolutely. 100%. It's just five games, and you don't have those two extra games. So if you can start quick and early and get going right away, it's huge.
And playing them coming up We hope sometime around the first week of August. Now, as we've talked with you already about some of your accomplishments, do you have any one big accomplishment you have had or one big thrill playing in the NHL?
Well, obviously my first goal was huge. My first game, absolutely those two, and I would guess that those are the biggest so far, and that 34 goal the last season was kind of like unbelievable too.
Can you recreate for us your first goal?
I know I played with Yarncroc and Cody Hodgson on a line against Carolina, and Seth Jones shot it from the blue line and just hit my pants and went in the net. So kind of lucky, but they all count. So it was awesome to see it go in.
That's right. They all count. And nobody asked you how, just how many did you get? And that's how that worked out for you. So this is coming up with the postseason, if you will, for 19-20, coming up late in 20 on the calendar. What sort of advice, desires do you have to pass along to our 102.5 The Game radio and our 102.5 The App audience to really support the team?
No, just do whatever you can on social media, and if we get playing, just watch the games and try to create scenarios at home where you watch the game with family and friends and post on social media and stuff like that. I think that's a main part for us to see that people are cares and really wants us to win.
What Swedish specialty would you recommend for people to have on side for their snacks while consuming these games?
Wow.
Smörgås. Your favorites, Victor.
Yeah, Smörgås torta.
And that is?
It's like a sandwich cake with like ham, cheese, shrimp, and stuff like that, and different elements.
That sounds good. We'll have to get the recipe from you if we can just a little bit later on for how to really get ready for the postseason that is coming up. Victor, welcome back to this side of the pond. And
thank you.
Glad to have the chance to visit with you here this afternoon.
Yep, thank you.
Victor Arvidsson of the Nashville Predators, number 33, and number 33 is prominent in other places on our call here this afternoon. We thank you so very much for tuning in. Stay tuned. There's more to come up yet here on 102.5 The Game and The Game Nashville app.